La Crosse police report Craig Myers had been drinking before he went missing in the early hours Sunday morning. A city initiative called Operation Riverwatch has had volunteers patrolling the riverside since 2006 to help prevent deaths thought to be related to excessive drinking. La Crosse Sergeant Kirk Flatten says despite Myers' death, volunteer efforts are working.
Over 1,400 people have been contacted in the park. I'm not saying all 1,400 were intoxicated, but 28 times this last year, officers had to get involved in one form or another, so I think it's definitely valued.
Already, police have had calls from more people wanting to help patrol. However, finding enough volunteers can be difficult. Ji Vang is a volunteer recruiter with Western Technical College in La Crosse.
We only have about 99 students on campus living in the residence hall, so we don't have much of a population to draw from in terms of the volunteers, so it was tougher for us.
Matt Vogel is with UW La Crosse. Vogel says volunteers are welcome. However, he says perceptions, attitudes, and behaviors concerning alcohol need to be addressed to get to the root of the problem. Vogel adds community members also play a role.
When they see people who are alone downtown intoxicated or in trouble downtown intoxicated, had too much to drink, potential alcohol overdose, we need to stop kind of turning a blind eye to that and be good bystanders. That's challenging and it takes training.
La Crosse police say they need to strengthen partnerships to discourage high-risk drinking behavior. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.